promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, so I fucked up again.
Are you kidding me?
Well, somebody else posted this screen for me, so it kind of...
Excuses, okay. Excuses. Okay. Sam and Steph in the Morning.
Yeah. Well, you are Stephanie. We
it's
know
true,
that, right?
True. Yeah. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Here, let's do this again, okay? We got to do it the right way.
Yeah.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, so this happens when you have two co-hosts with the same name. We'll figure it out eventually,
huh? Got it right the second time.
Yeah. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. Today is Tuesday, October 11th. We're back in the studio live.
Woohoo!
After Stephanie was out of town doing some productive, creative things.
Yeah. It feels like forever.
Really,
since
huh?
Since I've been here, yeah.
I know, and it's only the weekend, huh?
Yeah, just been a few
you
days.
You left Friday and you came back yesterday.
Monday, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping to have the show yesterday, but my flight got a little pushed back or forward.
Oh, well,
later.
You know, who cares about flights, you know?
Yeah, who cares?
That's why I stay away from flying as much as I can. I used to love flying, you know, but now it's too much of a hassle at the airport and stuff.
It is. Yeah. You know, though, Friday when I got there, I thought my flight was canceled. There was literally nobody at Southwest.
Oh, really?
Nobody. So I just zoomed right in.
Really?
Oh, it was great.
So you flew to Oakland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone told me it was going to be ghetto. And of course, you know, I'm sure there are certain parts that are ghetto and you don't want to enter, but the area that I saw was beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoyed
it. Wonderful.
Of course, I didn't have much time to explore. I was really just filming, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds good. So what were you filming?
It's a film that's going to be part of a DVD distribution. It's called Blackbone Woods. It's kind of like a Halloween zombie spoof.
Oh, is it?
I play a very bitchy reporter. She just knows everything.
Yeah.
And everything's going wrong for her. And you'll see what happens, you know, when the movie comes out. I tell you, though, there was one scene where I get pretty violent. And I seriously, when I woke up the next morning, my right leg is just one giant bruise.
Really?
I mean, it is just bruised up the yin yang.
Wow.
Yeah. So I can't wear shorts for the next like 2 weeks.
Wow. You see the risks of being an actor. Right?
Yeah, I know. Oh my God. I have to tell you this one story though.
Yeah.
This is hysterical. So we're in the woods shooting and, you know, there aren't too many people walking around, but, you know, there are going to be people hiking and stuff. Anyway, it's me and another actress, and we're, you know, there's a scene where we're screaming, bloody murder. And, you know, for the most part, everyone in the area knows that we're filming this, but apparently one guy didn't. So we're screaming, you know, the camera's on, we're rolling, we're screaming bloody murder. We're running as fast as we can away from the zombie. Anyway, so we run out of the shot, and all of a sudden, who enters the shot? Just a random old man, topless, with a pitchfork. And
really?
He's like, are you guys okay? He thought it was real.
Oh, wow. He thought somebody was being chased or something.
Yeah. Oh, it was hysterical. Wow. We could not stop laughing. We laughed for like, 20 minutes. For the next 5 takes were just us laughing.
That was funny.
Oh, it was so funny. Old guy.
So he walked right into the shot, huh?
He walked right into the shot. He was ready. We were saying, thank God he didn't have a gun.
Yeah.
You know, he would have just shot the guy, this poor guy dressed up as a zombie. Oh, man.
Oh, so there was a zombie there,
yeah,
too, huh?
Yeah,
it's not like you're just running away from an imaginary thing.
No, it's there's a zombie. I didn't want to truly spoil it, but I think we all know Halloween spoof is going to involve zombies.
Yeah. So where are we going to be able to see that?
It'll be distributed, I believe, they told me this. I'm horrible. Different stores that carry movies like Target and Walmart or Kmart, something like that.
Okay.
Just DVD distribution, though. I mean, it'll probably be in a few festivals and whatnot, but for the most part, straight to DVD. And I'll have to get back to you specifically on what places. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I was told.
Be out in time for Halloween?
No.
Not for this Halloween. Maybe next month.
Definitely next Halloween.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so it was fun. I had a blast.
Wonderful.
Great
wonderful.
Actors, great group of
people. So you're doing
people.
What you love, and that's important.
It is, yeah. Oh, man.
Not many people get to do that. So,
that's true.
So you're fortunate in that
Very
way.
Very fortunate, yes.
Cool, cool.
And my hotel was amazing.
Really?
I had a really nice suite all to myself.
Wow, so they really set you up and everything,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I took hot baths every night.
Sounds cool.
It was great.
So why did they do this in Oakland? Because of the woods and stuff?
Because the production company's based out there.
Oh,
I see. So pretty much everyone lives in Oakland, with the exception of me.
I see,
so
okay.
They just kind of flew me out for this.
Wow, that's
yeah.
pretty good.
The other actors lived in it, or were local, so mm-hmm. yeah, it worked out that way.
Good. So they might think they must think you're worth a lot if they brought you up there. I'm sure there's plenty of people in Oakland, but they flew you all the way up there, so that's pretty
true.
Cool.
That's true. Yeah.
It
was fun.
Make you feel special, huh?
It did. A little bit. Yeah. It was a blast. And after each shoot, usually people go out and party and stuff, but I'm very... Mm-hmm. When I'm on set, I like to just... You know, when I'm done shooting, I like to go to my room, again, take like a hot bath, just be all alone and watch movies or something. Just relax.
Right.
Because a lot of actors will party afterwards, and it's just draining.
Yeah.
And then I don't feel like I'm on it, you know, the next day of the shoot.
After a full day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets hard. I mean, I know sometimes it gets physical and stuff, but you bruised your leg. Wow.
Oh, the second day was all physical. I mean, running and running and beating people up and lots of fighting. Yeah, my right leg is bruised big time.
I know. Almost every movie shows people running. I don't know what that's about, you know. People always running from something.
Yeah. The stakes are high. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
And there's one thing, like... Zombie thrillers or Halloween spooky films, those never get old, you know? They never get old, even if you know what's going to happen.
Do you like scary movies?
I'm kind of weird when it comes to scary movies. I like suspense, something that, I mean, but it has to be realistic. So, I mean, I love...
Not like zombies and shit like that. Yeah,
I love filming this stuff, though. I mean, oh my God, it's so much fun. Yeah. But as far as what I'd watch, no, I like, more realistic, like serial killers or just something very bizarre.
Yeah.
You know me. I like the messed up
killers.
Stuff. Yeah, that's realistic. There are serial killers out
I
here.
I know. A lot of people are obsessed with serial killers. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
I mean, look at Dexter. You know, people actually watch that shit.
I'm a Lifetime movie whore. I love the Lifetime movies.
Really?
They're all crazy, yeah.
All the dramas in that?
Yeah. Oh, super dramatic, super crazy, and horrible acting for the most part, but awesome.
But you'll watch it.
Yeah.
Huh?
A movie I watched, though, over the weekend in my downtime was, it's called Last Night. Have you ever seen this?
Yeah, we just saw it the other day
on
Netflix.
No, you didn't. With
Keira
Knightley and, Sam Worthington, Eva
Mendes. Yeah, Sam Worthington.
No way!
Yeah!
That is too funny, because that's like a year
good.
Old.
I know, but
Ironic.
It was on Netflix streaming, so we watched that the other night.
Wow, did you like it?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. I mean, for me, who don't watch movies like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shocked to hear that, though, because, like, the other person that was watching this movie with me said it was too slow.
Yeah.
He thought it was too slow, and I get really into these because I don't know. Well, the psychology of these two characters, you know, for anyone who hasn't seen this movie, it's kind of a true testament to marriage, you know,
and
the temptation, even when you're in a committed relationship or marriage, I mean, you know, people get tempted.
Right.
And do they follow through? And a lot of the times they do.
In this movie, they both get tempted, and we won't give away the ending of the movie.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah. Have you ever been tempted, though?
Well, I've been tempted, but I haven't followed through.
Sure.
You know, yeah. I mean, I can pride myself in not having cheated at all, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know if it's a good thing, though, you know.
What do you mean? Cheating is horrible.
I'm just kidding.
That's what freaks
I know,
me out, though.
I'm not into that at all, because I was cheated on when I was very young. So
really?
It left a scar, yeah.
I bet it did. That's what freaks me out, though, even just watching this movie. How, you know, I don't know. I like to know that... In a happy and great world, that you know, when you're married, There is no, you're so in love with that person that there is no temptation ever.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's unrealistic. I mean, that's just not real. People,
no, it's not
both
real.
People, the male and female, like,
right.
It's natural to be tempted sometimes, but I hate that.
Yeah.
The idea of it makes me like, ooh.
No, I mean, I think it's natural all the time, not just some of the time. And I'll tell you why, because, you know, before you settle down in a monogamous relationship, you're attracted to the other sex. And then suddenly you're supposed to stop.
Right.
And it doesn't happen. You know, I mean, you're still attracted to the other sex.
Well, you're not suddenly, though. You don't just meet somebody and get married to them. I mean,
No, that's true. But the I think the instinct is still there to at least look and be attracted to and so forth.
Oh, God, look especially.
Yeah.
You know, men especially. I mean, females, too, though. We're not innocent little creatures. We're all hunters, you know.
Right.
I mean, walking down the street, especially in L.A., I've never noticed anywhere else as much as I do here. It's like just watching people on the streets. Everybody looks at everybody. Like, we're always looking, you know? It's like we're on the lookout for the next hottie. Where is he? Where is she? You know? It's just funny to me. But then I've met, like, some really genuine guys who are in relationships. And, like, you know, within the first three sentences that they say to me or another, you know, pretty girl or whatever, they're like, I have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that's the kind of guy I want to meet. Somebody that, you know, no matter how... whoever he meets, like, he says it right out. You
right,
know?
He's proud
that he is happy with this girl, and he says it.
Right, yeah.
I love that.
But there's a lot of pressure on marriage simply because of that, you know. I mean, you can't just turn yourself off and jump into it, you know. But it's good that we were talking about marriage, because I was going to play this Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah, do it.
I was telling you about it. And this one's about married life.
Uh-huh.
And it's very funny. Kind of random that we're playing it this morning, but... I love to laugh to Chris Rock. So let's take a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
For sure.
Yes, I'm married. I'm married and bored out of my fucking mind. But it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. If you're in a good relationship, chances are you are bored out of your fucking mind. All good relationships are boring. The only exciting relationships are bad ones. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. When you're in a bad relationship, you never know when you're going to walk through the door and go, hey, you gave me crabs. That's exciting. I wonder what tomorrow's going to bring. And those are choices you got in life, man. You could be married and bored or single and lonely. Ain't no happiness nowhere. Married and bored or single and lonely. That's right. That's right. Marriage is some boring ass shit. Because once you get married, you got to hang around other married people. And that's just disgusting. You ever go to dinner with six neutered adults? A bunch of women talking about diaper genies and hair coloring. You know, if you leave it in too long, it stings. Shut the fuck up. A bunch of men talking about barbecue grills and routes to work. You know, sometimes I take the highway, but if it's backed up, I got some side streets I like to take. They get me there in half the time. Yeah, you should take it out. I-95 is clear. Shut the fuck up. I hate married people. It's fucking disgusting. If you go to eat dinner with single people eat for an hour and 30 minutes and leave because they got fucking to do. Married people close down a restaurant. They start ordering coffee and dessert, start talking to the architect. I like the thing you put right there in the thing. Start talking to the cook. What's in the tea? Water, bitch. We got a lot of not fucking to do. If you hurry up, we can not fuck all night. Oh, I hate married fucking people, man. And fellas, once you get married, you become your wife's pet. You become a fucking pet. Because women like to get their husbands together that don't even know each other and have like a grown man play date. Put you in a room with some other married motherfucker. They go, he likes baseball just like you. And you in some room with some fucking stranger go, I like baseball. I like baseball too. Yeah, yeah, baseball good. Yeah, yeah. Honey, who the fuck is this? Give me the
All
fuck
right.
out of here.
Chris Rock.
Oh,
that's
man.
Not the one I had in mind. I was hearing one.
What? That was hysterical.
No. I mean, they all are.
Yeah.
But I had a different one I wanted to play, but that's okay. We'll find it some other time.
Oh, man. That is too funny.
Yeah. So
it's
that's
so true,
marriage
though.
For you.
Marriage gets boring. Oh, man.
It does. You know, it really does. You know, I mean, that, you know, it, not necessarily boring, but it becomes the same every day,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, too comfortable.
Yeah.
Too...
You know, for singles, it's like, you know, you have the variety. You don't know what's going to happen next and so forth. But then again, you know, I mean, you have single people who wish they had somebody so they are not alone.
Right, right.
So, so who knows, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Damn it. Makes me cringe just thinking about it. I love excitement. I live off of excitement. You know,
yeah.
I'm always looking forward to stuff. But at the same time, I would like to be in a committed relationship too.
Yeah.
But that's the scary thing. I don't want it to get boring.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, in theory, it works, and you can keep it fresh and so forth. But you know, it's not easy. It really isn't. You know.
I just think you have to keep doing fun things together. It's all about doing fun things. People get lazy or too comfortable with the same schedule. You have to just try new things. Go ride a roller coaster. I don't know. Together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring someone new to the bedroom.
Yeah.
Or
no, that's horrible. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Some people do that. I don't know how long their marriage lasts after that.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
You know.
I know. That's horrible, honestly. I mean, if I was married and I found out someone cheated on me?
Yeah. But that's not... I wasn't talking about cheating. I was talking about, like, bringing another person to the bedroom.
Oh, like if
you're
single or you're just dating around.
No, if you're married, then you bring, like, do a threesome and stuff.
People do that. Oh, yeah.
No,
that's true. That's true.
So that would spice up your life a little bit.
That would definitely
I don't know
spice
if you'll stick around for a long time, you know, because I think
as long as it's
requires...
another dude.
Yeah.
Two dudes in the
Yeah, right.
I don't mind that.
I'm sure
it'd be very weird to bring another female in.
Yeah.
Don't you think the wife would get like jealous? Or...
Oh, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. There's some people that claim they do not get jealous, you know, and they want to do this and stuff. So some people do it and they manage to survive somehow. But I can see that it would really interfere with a relationship. You know? I mean, how do you get it out of your mind that someone's screwing your partner? You know?
Oh, man, yeah.
In front of you, you know?
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if it was another dude, I'd be totally up for it. That's...
I'm sure.
Female, I don't know about that.
Yeah. So, you wouldn't do it if you were married, though, right?
No.
No, you
well,
wouldn't.
Well, you know, I never say never.
Even another guy, I mean.
I know.
You're
never
risking
say
your
never.
Marriage. You really are.
Yeah. Again, never say never, but highly, highly unlikely.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever get married, though. I don't think I'm the marriage type.
Yeah. That's what everybody says at 24. Would you break?
I know. You know what? Cut me some slack, man.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. But you still got a lot of years to enjoy yourself. You know,
exactly.
What's the rush?
I think, what is the ideal age to you to get married? Because I think even at 30, like, you're still so young.
Mm.
35.
I don't think their 30s is really young, you know, because, I mean, you want to, I don't know, you don't want to wait too long to have kids and things like that, you know. So, I mean, I was married at 27 at a time where I'd planned not to get married before I was 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this girl came along and, you know. I don't know. I lost
Swept
my
you
mind.
Off your
yeah.
feet.
It just looked good on paper, you know. I mean, it didn't last more than, I mean, a few years it lasted, and we have two beautiful kids.
Oh, are you divorced?
Yeah, I'm divorced.
Oh, no way!
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have another wife now.
Oh, okay. I divorced. Yeah. Remarried. Got you. Okay. No kids with this wife though.
No.
Okay.
No. So my kids are 18 and 21.
Wow.
And my daughter was born when I was 30, and I thought it was like a perfect age.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a good age.
You have the patience still, you know, you have the energy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's no way I could be chasing kids and babies, you know.
Oh, I know.
There's just no way. You know?
Sure, no, I hear you. I mean, my parents had us when we were very young, too. I have two younger sisters, and they started getting it on when they were 23, 24, my
really?
Age now.
Wow.
But I think that's more common, you know, back you know, in that generation.
It was. I mean, my mom was 19 when she had me.
Holy cow.
I know. Can you believe that?
I know. It's crazy thinking about now.
I know.
But I have a younger sister who has a child. And you know what? She's like the best mother I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, she's amazing.
And she's younger than you, huh?
She's younger than me.
Wow.
Yeah. She'll be 20. She'll be 20 this year.
I thought you were going to say 22, 23.
No,
at 20,
she'll be 20,
she has a baby?
Yeah, just like your mother. She has a child at 19.
Except it's 2011 now.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? And a lot of my friends in high school had kids when they were 15, 16. That's a bit much to me. But, you know, I mean, it was a surprise to us when she got pregnant. But it could not – I mean, I cannot imagine – not having this child in our family now, and she's just a great mother, and it's just beautiful.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Is she married or?
No, she's not married.
She's not married. Is the guy around?
Kind of, sorta. We don't want to get into that, you know. But put it this way, the way it is right now is exactly how it should be.
Really?
And we are very happy with the way it is now.
Yeah. I'm sure, but don't you think a child should have like a father figure?
Absolutely.
Or yeah.
And my father is in that kid's life every day.
Really?
And I'm sure another great man will come into her life, you know, but she's not looking for that now, and she doesn't need that. She's, you know, focused on her studies, being a wonderful mommy, and work. You know, she's a busy woman.
I don't understand how guys don't get into their kids, even if they're not married, even if it was a mistake, an accident.
Sure.
It's your kid, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why? That's not, you know, This situation is very different from many of those, you know.
Oh, really?
Situations. I'm mumbling. It's different from that, you know.
Yeah. Well, since it's another person, we won't discuss it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably personal in that. But nevertheless, you know, I think I don't know if at a certain point in her life she's going to wonder what would have happened if she didn't. Or what she was missing out on. But at the same time, you know, she's got a gift that many women do not get to have,
mm-hmm.
you know, a child. So, good for her. So is she happy?
Oh, she's really, we're all very happy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'll have to post a picture of my niece. She's walking now. It's just crazy.
Wow.
She's just the most adorable thing. She's really brought the family together even more than I could possibly imagine.
Yeah, I know. Little girls do that, you know?
Yeah. Just babies in general will do that.
Yeah.
Just a little saint. By the way, just real quick, I want to say, go Steelers! Woo!
Yeah. Did they do well this past weekend?
Yeah, this past Sunday, October 9th, against the Tennessee Titans, 17-38. We won.
38?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, we pretty much beat them in all quarters. The third quarter, it was tied, but, you know, we had to give the Titans a little bit of a break.
Yeah, well, that's a high-scoring game right there.
Yeah.
Must have been fun.
Pretty psyched about that.
Yeah. I haven't been into football that much lately, but...
Neither have I. I mean, I actually missed the game because I was shooting, but, you know, I had to give them a shout out.
I see. Okay.
My team.
You're still proud of them.
Huh? Of course. Only when they win.
Yeah.
When they don't win, I don't even know them. You know, like, who are you?
Do you know names of anybody that plays?
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, are you laughing at me? You think you're going to.
No. Yeah. I mean, because I don't, you know.
Palomalu is my favorite.
Yeah.
Do you know which one that is?
No, I don't.
He's got, like,
I don't
crazy
even know
hair.
A single one.
He's got insurance on his hair because
really?
His hair is so freaking huge. Huge, and he does like these hair, nair, whatever, I don't know, these commercials.
Uh-huh.
Who else? Ben Roethlisberger. He was pissing me off earlier in the season, but he's just getting a little too old, I think.
Yeah. How old is he? 30?
I think I'm not for sure, but at least no, definitely past 30. Definitely
really?
Past 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's a little
oh, yeah.
old for football.
Yeah, it is. This is really weird. I saw an article, blowjobs are causing cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which makes sense because what they're saying is, you
know. Throat cancer or what?
Yeah, well, pretty much like, pretty much. If the genitals in your throat have HPV, then the vaccine preventable virus also causes cervical cancer.
Wow.
So cervical cancer. So anytime you give a blowjob, the second you have a little lump in your mouth, like you should be freaking out.
Really?
Freaking out, yeah.
Is that what happens? You get a lump in your mouth?
Yeah, any kind of little lump or like a swollen lymph, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or even just a sore throat. They said, you know, if you get a sore throat and you're giving blowjobs, you really should be concerned.
Wow.
Yeah.
So much for blowjobs. Now everybody's going to have an excuse for not giving you one.
You know, I'm not into it. Honestly,
no, huh?
There's something about oral sex to me. Uh-huh. I just,
No, you don't like to receive either?
No, isn't that weird?
Wow.
It's strange. I mean, I have, you know, but it's just, and I think there's something about oral sex that to me, and everyone thinks I'm weird, but to me that's more intimate than regular sex.
Right. It is. You're putting it in your mouth. Yeah.
Well, people always say, but it's not... in you, you know, like in you, literally. No, it's more intimate. And I just can't get into it. I'm sorry. Having your big hairy balls in my mouth is just, that's fucking disgusting.
It doesn't have to be that way, though, you know?
I know, but I'm just thinking of, like, you pissing in my mouth by accident.
Oh, my God, the things you're thinking about.
If you showered, you know?
Well, you got to make sure you showered first, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But once you are, I mean, I don't see a problem with it, you know?
I can't.
I love it. I love giving, man.
Really?
It's like, yeah.
Most guys do.
Really?
Oh, yeah, a lot of guys.
Because I know a lot of guys don't, but...
Really?
Yeah.
They don't. That's interesting. Maybe, and why
I
don't
mean,
they?
Women, a lot of women complain that guys don't like it, you know?
Yeah, well,
so,
I can
know,
live without it, that's for sure. But that's weird. So why would they not like it? Why
so
do
what,
guys...
So what kind of foreplay would you have? More like fingers and things like that?
Jesus.
I mean, you're missing out on the whole foreplay thing.
Ah, that's a good question. I like to just get right to the point.
Really?
Yeah. But lots of making out.
You're more like a guy, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You like kissing a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then jump right to it. Why not?
Sounds cool to me.
I just am not huge into oral. But I'm curious, though, why wouldn't guys, like every guy I've known, mm-hmm. is like obsessed with oral. And I don't I don't get that. I just think it's disgusting, too. You're like licking my vagina.
Yeah.
Ew.
Sounds
I'm
good.
Sorry. I know.
Guys like that. I mean, we're wired to like that, to be attracted to it, you know?
I know. I just don't understand it, though. I don't get it.
A lot of things in nature we can't explain, but they just happen, you know?
Yeah. So,
you know, to each his own. What can I say?
Yeah,
you know?
There was actually one guy that I did date. This was a long time ago. But he, you know, he loved oral. Uh-huh. And the fact that I didn't like it, that was a huge problem for him.
Yeah.
He could, you know?
I'm
so
sure.
Some guys, if they, you know, I don't know if they.
Yeah. You better wear a t-shirt that says that so people will know.
And I
to
just say it straight
you.
Up. Hi, my name's Stephanie.
Yeah.
You're not getting oral from me.
Yeah. Don't make me gag.
Yeah. But that's not to say I would never do it. I think I just have to really, I need to really like you.
Yeah, you need to feel intimate with the guy, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Did you start early on having sex?
No, not super early at all, actually. I think I was 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't. I was very naive, though. Like, that's with everything in my life. I mean, I was a bit of a brainiac, and I was so focused on my work and what I wanted to do with my career that I've developed very late when it came to everything, even with partying. You know, it wasn't until the last year that I started having drinks.
Really?
You know, like liquor.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't do that over the top now. But, I mean, even so, I just thought, yeah. So, yeah, I was kind of a late bloomer, but... I'm proud of it, whatever.
Yeah. Well, at least you know what you want, and that's important.
Yeah.
You know?
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 16. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's full intercourse.
That's normal.
You know, I've done a lot of things before that. But,
wow.
Yeah.
That's normal, though, I think.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people I talk to are like 15, 16.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about the time it happens, you know.
When I hear something earlier than
when
that.
When the
like,
girls are finally willing to do it with you, you know.
Yeah.
When they're younger, they're kind of iffy about it, you know. So if you're lucky and you're 14, you get an older girl, you know.
Yeah.
Who's 17 or something.
Yeah, my high school sweetheart. I can't talk today. My high school sweetheart and I were together for a whole year, my senior year in high school, and we never had sex.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he wanted to, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Which is weird because we both discussed this. We were both not ready, you know?
Wow.
We were not ready. But
that's
now he says he would have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know guys that would say they're not ready. I mean, for crying out loud. But, you know, what do I know? You know, I mean, he did have a relationship. Maybe he didn't want to take it too lightly.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kids do all kinds of crazy shit, man. But, I mean, I would... explore when I was very young, you know. I mean, I would play doctor with the girls in the neighborhood and stuff. When I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, okay.
You know?
What do you mean, though, doctor? What does that
mean?
Well,
doctor,
mean?
You
like
know,
naked
like
naked doctor. Or
yes,
what?
Naked doctor.
No way, you're joking.
No, not at all. I mean, I would stay dressed and clothed, of course.
And they would be naked.
Yeah, you know, and I would just like give them an example.
People listening, I wish you were here because Sam's face is cracking me up. You're just like, yeah, this
yeah,
is normal.
Yeah, it's like part of life. No, a lot of kids get into that, you know? I mean, it's the curiosity.
I guess. No, I'm not going to lie. I remember playing, like, nurse or, you know, doctor, but we were not all butt naked. But we would touch, like, each other's boobs.
Yeah.
Is that weird? Let's just...
What boobs? It's
boobies.
At the age of 4 or 5?
Oh, your pecs, whatever they are, you know?
Okay.
Not down there.
No, no, but you mean later on when you develop boobs, right?
No, no, I mean just when I was a little kid. No, just
okay.
your, you know.
Where it would have been.
Yeah, where they would have been. I mean, you have nipples there, for crying out loud.
Wow.
Let's examine these.
Yeah, no, I was a very curious kid, man. I had to, everywhere I lived, I kind of managed to convince the girls. You know?
Oh, man, were you a little player?
I was a player, but when I was really young, then I became shy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't as action filled later on in my life.
Okay.
But yeah, you got to know what you want early on, you know. But I mean, kids do
sure.
do these things.
Oh,
you know?
They
what
do. No,
do,
there's
you know?
No doubt. Yeah.
When they're the same age, who cares, you know?
I yeah. mean, it's just, oh, especially you know. At my where I grew up. I mean, people were yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in every school, the kids are horny. You know, you've got like these horny kids running around. Their hormones are just racing, ready to go. I'm shocked that I never fell into that. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
But I just had no desire. My head was somewhere else.
Yeah.
My I was just in a whole other world beyond.
That's fine. People develop at different stages, different pace. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the funny thing is, like guys, I always had guys kind of, you know, trying to hang out with me and flirt or, you know, be my boyfriend.
Right.
But none of them ever that I remember tried anything
yeah.
serious. You know,
yeah.
besides kissing me.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what you project, you know? It's like, give me
don't
some respect.
Don't
touch me. Yeah, don't touch me, bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a toughie.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a little bitch in high school. Not bitch, but I mean, I was
yeah,
to the point.
You were hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My high school sweetheart's still a really good friend of mine.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
It's good that you keep in touch. And
he's Trinidadian. He's from Trinidad and Tobago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like different cultures.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. His
wow.
mother is like, Edron. Her accent, I love it.
Edron. Yeah. So he's black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a problem with your family with that?
You know what? It's not really, no.
No?
I think initially, maybe they never said anything to me, put it that way. They might have been
really?
Caught off.
Really? Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I grew up in an area that was very diverse.
Right.
So how can you expect, you know, me to date a white guy when there's only two in, you know,
in
the
school.
2,000 in my school? Yeah, only two of them are white.
Yeah.
And the two that are white are not too impressive, you know? And this guy, the funny thing is he wasn't your, you know... I don't want to say typical black person, but that doesn't make sense. I mean, he was great.
Yeah.
He was great.
You mean
his
he wasn't
family.
A lot like an American? Maybe he was like, I mean, did he immigrate here or was he like
no,
second
no.
generation?
No, he had an American accent. He
right.
didn't have any, you know, Trinidadian accent. His
right.
mother did.
Okay.
But he was a very traditional, you know, Trinidadian.
Okay.
They had these crazy parades in Trinidad and he
yeah.
would go to this and... Everyone's like dressed half naked and they're throwing mud at each other.
Wow.
Crazy. I love it though. I love culture.
That's what they do there?
Yeah. Even my ex-boyfriend, he's like Native American, black and white, like mm-hmm. a mix of everything. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
I told you though, it's like white guys rarely approach me or
really?
Are attracted to me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And my ex had dreadlocks. He was
really?
Crazy. Yeah. Isn't
wow.
that funny? People look at me and don't expect, you know,
yeah.
to see this person next to me when I was
right.
dating him. It's funny.
Yeah. It
so
is
funny.
But, you know, I mean, relationships, what are you going to do? You know, but it's good that your family supports you because I know some families would give you a hard time, you know.
Oh, for sure.
But
I mean, I think even with my high school sweetheart, his mother was like, why are you dating a white girl?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Not too into it. But that's all he dates now, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he, yeah, pretty much likes white girls. He's
yeah.
attracted to white girls.
Everybody likes white girls.
Yeah. I'm attracted to every, you know, every race
yeah.
for the most part.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah. You don't discriminate.
No. Do you, like, or did you ever date a white girl or an Asian girl?
You mean a black girl?
Or a black girl, yeah.
Yeah, yeah I've dated many white girls, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
well,
what's
expected
of me.
You're not white. You're really?
No,
okay.
I'm very white.
Oh, okay.
I'm very white. Yeah, just because I'm Jewish, it doesn't mean I'm not.
I'm sorry, Sam. Oh, man.
No, that's okay. But
cool.
I didn't really date a black girl, but we had sort of like a sexual relationship.
Okay,
you know?
I got you. Fuck buddies,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. when it wasn't in style yet. I mean, I'm talking
ooh.
About in the...
Risky.
Yeah, in the early 80s, I think, late 70s or something. I mean, anything went pretty much back then, you know? We would do drugs. We did quaaludes and stuff, you know, which would...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know what a quaalude is?
Have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't do drugs.
It's like a an animal tranquilizer.
What?
And it used to be like the hottest thing in the 70s.
What does it do to you then? How do you feel?
It makes you numb. You know,
okay.
Like...
That's when
the song by Pink Floyd came out, Comfortably Numb. And it was describing that pretty much, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it felt really good to touch other people and things like that.
Okay, I've heard of this. Yeah. I've heard of this.
But it's not ecstasy though. With ecstasy it's cool too.
Yeah.
To touch people. But yeah.
You're just so mesmerized.
Yeah.
It's like you're on another planet.
Yeah.
Everything seems so...
Oh yeah, it's like you've had... It feels like you had a lot of alcohol without feeling sick.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. I've never played around with drugs at all, so I have no experience with that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever will. I have no interest in that.
Yeah, yeah. You know? No, that's good. That's good. I mean, hey, I grew up in the 70s, you know, anything goes.
Oh, of course.
And,
trust me.
I tried everything, except I never got into hard drugs like heroin, things like
good.
That doesn't do anything for me. Even coke, I wasn't that crazy about it. You know, I did it when friends were doing it in the 80s, but that was about it, you know. Mm. So, but yeah, hard drugs are not... You know, there's nothing there that appeals to me. You know?
Sure. Do you drink often? Are you drinking?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I like pot a lot.
Okay. Yeah. LA, everybody loves pot here.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
I can't say I haven't tried it. But I wasn't too.
Yeah.
I didn't really.
A lot of
it.
People, you know, it doesn't work for them.
Yeah.
You know, it depends.
Yeah, I prefer just having a drink or two. You know, it's so good. Kahlua. Have you ever had Kahlua?
Oh, yeah. Kahlua and cream?
Yeah. Just with like a little milk or cream. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's hazelnut. Kahlua is amazing. That's what I had last night.
Yeah.
I need to be careful, though. Seriously, when I have a drink or two, if I talk to... I cannot talk to guys.
Yeah.
I cannot talk to the male species when I have liquor in me.
Why?
Because I end up being way too nice.
Oh, really?
Or flirtatious.
Wow.
And then I get myself in trouble because then the next day, you know, or the days after the... text or call and I'm like, how about the other night? What about it, you know? I'm like, shit, not good.
Yeah.
Don't you ever feel like that? Or if you ever, you know, and got drunk, and I wasn't even drunk, but if you get drunk and then, you know, you do things that, you know, it's awesome at the time, but when you wake up, it's like, hey, I'm not really into that person. Not wake up with a person.
A long time ago,
home.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I mean, there were times, you know, when we would have sex with people we didn't really know, you know, you just met them at a party or something, you'd have sex. And the next morning, it's like, what did I do? You know, why am I here? You know, let me get the hell out of here.
Ew.
So, yeah, I mean, that can happen. You know?
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't know why you did it. But, yeah, it's usually because you drink or something. You know?
Yeah, it's that liquor. But I've never, liquor has not made me do anything crazy. I'm just talking, even just kissing or, like, saying things, you know, to give a guy the impression that I really like him when I don't.
Yeah.
So
you can kiss him without liking him? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, there has to be some kind of attraction. I mean, there has to be some... I mean, I have to think he's hot.
Right, yeah.
I can't just make out with a random dude.
Right.
But liquor definitely helps, you know what I mean?
It helps you relax.
It definitely helps.
Yeah.
So it makes things a little more fun. I do not drink often, though. I mean, we're, you know, once a week.
Yeah.
If even that.
Right. Now, if you get to a point where you start kissing passionately with a guy and stuff, I mean, can you just, like, then not see him again?
Well, with alcohol? Am I kissing? Am I making out with him passionately?
With or without. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you've kissed a guy, is there a chance where you won't see him again?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
It depends on the person, first of all. And it depends. If I had liquor in me, then yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Yeah. But I would imagine, I mean, if you have a certain attraction there, how can you just, like, turn it off?
Because that attraction is just, like, a temporary... I mean, it's not an attraction of, like, oh, I can easily think a guy next to me is attractive and good-looking.
Right.
That doesn't mean I like him.
I understand.
Personality-wise.
But if you kiss him, though, you must like him.
No. If I kiss him, that just means I think you're good looking, you know, and attractive a little.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
Oh, no.
That's totally crazy. I mean, on the one hand, you want to have oral sex with someone who you're with for a long time, and then at the same time, you'll kiss someone you don't know.
Oh, no. I don't do that, Omar, like, ever. I mean, I really don't. It's very rare that I would just kiss somebody randomly.
Right.
I'm just saying that, you know, if I did make out with a guy under the influence of alcohol, that does not mean I like them.
Yeah.
And want to hang out often.
Oh. Okay.
It just means for that specific
for that
time.
Moment, it looked good, yeah.
Yeah. You know, live it up. I don't do anything crazy, ever. Yeah. I'm very careful.
Yeah. That's good, yeah, because you don't want to lead men on, you know, because there's a certain point where they go, where they cross over and, you know, they're just like crazy, you know, they're crazed with sex. No, I mean, yeah, you just let them know that, hey, you know, relax. You know?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm at the point, though, it's like, screw guys.
Yeah.
Screw them, though. They lead on chicks all the time. I see it in Hollywood everywhere.
Really?
So, screw that. I don't care. I don't care.
Okay. We've got a phone call.
Oh, no. I'm in trouble.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam. This is Chris in Colorado. Long-time listener.
Yes, you are. This is Chris Brown, Steph.
Nice.
And he's a long-time listener, a good friend.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Stephanie, what do you mean you don't make out with just anybody? What the hell?
What are you talking about, Chris Brown? Who?
You can ask. Sam tells me I'm completely serious all the time.
Yeah, sure you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Nobody
I'm completely
just
full of
anyone.
It all the time.
Yeah. Chris, happy birthday to you, by the way. You had a birthday over the weekend.
And on Saturday, thanks.
Yeah.
I turned 43.
43? Wow, you're so young, man.
You could be
never
my dad.
Never thought I'd make it this long.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So 43, and you've got your kids and everything, so that's cool, man. How's the weather up in Denver or Colorado, Boulder, wherever?
Denver.
Denver, that's
Denver.
Right. I keep forgetting.
That's okay. Unlike your last host, you know where it's at. And
yeah.
She's probably going to give me grief for that. But it's nice today. It's supposed to be like 70, I think. The mountains have some snow. One of our resorts south of here opened up already.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, well, that's putting it mildly. I'm not a big snow fan.
Yeah.
I freeze too damn easy, and it takes me to thaw out.
Really?
But I might go skiing this year. I haven't skied in a while.
Yeah.
I can live without snow as well.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I saw your Broncos got their asses kicked over the weekend, huh? By the Chargers.
So you're going to be like that, huh, Sam?
Well, you know, it's like on the one hand I say I don't watch football, but I sort of caught it when I was in the store.
It was a good game. We now have a new starting quarterback, which is fine. I don't care. I've liked the Broncos way back when Craig Morton back in the 70s was a football player, and we lost the Super Bowl there. So
yes.
For me, it's just another year.
Yeah.
A painful, painful year.
Yeah.
As long as the Raiders lose, I'm good.
Yeah. I know. They've always been like big rivals. I remember when the Raiders were down here in L.A. and I would root for them all the time. I used to hate Denver because they were so good, you know, and they kicked their asses all the time.
That was when we had Elway. Ultimately, every team goes through it. I'm amazed Detroit. I didn't mean to turn this into a sports station.
No,
I'm amazed Detroit is 5-0. I mean, Detroit. Who cheers for Detroit?
That's true. 5-0.
I like Detroit though.
Yeah.
But
wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Steelers fan.
I'm sorry.
What?
She's a Steelers fan.
I thought you were saying you're sorry that I'm a Steelers fan.
I think that's what he said.
I did.
Oh, how dare you! I know that.
Aww.
That's exactly what he said, yeah.
Thanks
you're so
lot.
Pretty. You don't even know the Steelers. That's.
Oh, my gosh. Who are
I'm
you?
I'm talking so much crap, and she doesn't even know me. That's not cool.
You vicious person.
Yeah. You see, she's going to think. He likes to give people a hard time, you know, but. But Chris
just a little
is the
bit.
Sweetest guy. Yeah.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, he's just teasing me too.
No, it's cool.
Yeah.
I have nothing against the Steelers. I don't like Ben. Your defense is getting too old.
I know.
Yeah, she was
that
saying
earlier.
That. Yeah. She was saying that. That's true. Yeah. But yeah, whatever. Whatever. And so what were you asking her in the beginning? I totally forgot. What did you ask Stephanie?
She doesn't make out with just anybody. You guys were talking about alcohol and drug use. I don't do the drug thing. I've tried pot.
Yeah.
And all it does is make me choke.
Really?
I'm not into that.
Yeah. So you like drinking,
I don't
drinking,
drink like I used to either, but I've grown up. I don't like to feel the next morning of feeling run down. I don't like that.
Yeah. But by reading your Facebook page, people seem to know that you like beer. Right? Is that true?
I do like beer.
Yeah.
Yes. But I don't overdo it. I'm somewhat of a beer snob. It's like certain people like different kinds of wine. I'm the same way. I don't drink Coors Light and the yellow crappy stuff. I like the microbreweries.
I see.
If I was in L.A., I'd be at a microbrewery at some point.
Really?
Trying their stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
You know, I always thought I hated beer, but for the first time, like a few weeks ago, I had that Stella or whatever it's called, Stella Rue something.
Right.
And that's really good. I actually like that.
It's that green bottle.
Yeah,
bottle, right?
Kind of, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's a Belgian.
What's it called?
Stella, the Stella beer.
Oh, yeah. Stella's a good beer.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Stella, they usually put it in a different kind of glass, though. It's specifically made for that, so when it hits your nose, everything hits you at once.
Oh, really?
Well,
I know
what's
too
wrong
much
with
about
that?
Beer.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
Straight to the liver.
Maybe I have a problem.
Awesome.
All right, Chris, thank you so much for calling, man. We're almost out of time. But you take care of yourself, man. Thanks so much for calling. And,
thank you. Nice meeting you, and good luck with Stephanie. Good
thank
luck.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks. Nice having you,
good
Chris.
Good luck to you, Sam.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, I like him.
No, he's really cool. He's really cool. Yeah. He's maybe a little nervous talking to you and stuff because it was the first time he spoke to you and all that. But, But
the nerves will get you.
Yeah. And so what else? We were talking about Netflix. I guess they did what am I trying to say? They changed their mind. Remember we were talking about them splitting their services into streaming?
Yeah.
And just DVDs?
And having like movies that are actually on TV or in the theaters.
Right,
available,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you know how now you get DVDs and you can also get the streaming?
Oh, right.
They were
going to
like separate them and unbundle them and make them into two separate services. And people got really pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
So now they decided they're going to keep it together.
Good.
So, but people are still furious about them because obviously they don't know what the hell they're doing. Hold on, we have another call. Let's
quickly.
Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this message is from the office of Andy Hawkins, and I'm going to guarantee you this will be one of the best phone calls you've ever received.
Okay.
In this economy, everyone is looking to make money. The problem is
what
they get involved with network marketing, MLM, or chasing friends and family.
Okay, thank you.
Screw
if
you.
If it was a real person, I'd humor them, but it sounded like a recording to me.
It was definitely a recording.
Yeah, calling us on the air. That's good, huh?
Yeah, that's a nice trick, though, you know, to get some advertising.
That's true, huh?
Yeah. I should call into every radio station and just start going, SLD Collection at SLDCollection.com.
Everybody check out SLDCollection.com. Tell us a bit about it for people who didn't hear.
My vintage handbags that I kind of pieced together myself with some artwork and fun things. So vintage, you can find them at sldcollection.com. They're also on Etsy. And they're really cool and fun and unique. And if you have any sense of style, you should buy one.
You should buy one, definitely. What's Etsy?
Oh, Etsy is... Actually, a friend introduced this to me. It's similar to eBay, except it's all like handmade products or vintage.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's really neat. Yeah. So it's a lot of like smaller businesses that sell and have little profile online stores through Etsy.
Right.
But it has to be like along the realms of vintage or handmade products.
Right. Yeah.
So.
But now you have the biggest challenge, and that is bringing traffic to your website.
Oh my gosh.
That's hard. But
it's not easy. I have like a zillion business cards. I'm handing them out left and right. But
yeah, no. It takes a long time. I mean, there's so much competition on the internet with everything that you'll have to consider spending some money on bringing traffic.
Sure.
I already have.
Yeah.
But Google and stuff. You know, I mean, that's really a great place to get traffic from.
Yeah.
So
I'm offering a great product here. You know,
it's a small business.
But
people need to know about it.
I know.
And like a ton of people need to know about it.
I know.
So it takes a while, but be patient. You know, I mean, getting the business off the ground, that's the hardest thing. And it can take a while, but you have to really believe in what you do and really believe that people will want it once they find out about it.
I believe it. I believe it, Sam.
With all your heart, you believe it.
I do. I see it. I see success.
Good.
I feel it. I visualize it.
You smell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, honestly. When you seriously can visualize yourself with something, whether it's materialistic or just some kind of success in, you know, or get it booking an audition.
Right.
If you truly visualize it,
it
happens. It really does.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
I try to visualize me and Keira Knightley, but it doesn't materialize. I don't know what's going on there.
Or just give a dollar to a homeless person and something good will happen to you, I swear.
Really?
Every time I give some homeless person money, something really good happens
really?
To me.
Really?
Yep.
I never even noticed that. I just give them money and I
always.
Just feel good that I do. I can't, you know, like sometimes you're eating and there's somebody outside begging for money and you go, how can I just walk by them and not give them a few bucks
oh, right.
to get a meal?
Yeah.
You know? And whatever they decide to do with the money, but I just can't.
Yeah,
know?
Well, I mean, I just go with how I feel, you know,
right,
the energy.
The moment, right.
I mean, there are definitely people that I've not given money to.
I
mean, I would be poor if I gave every homeless person money.
I know, we can't do it with everyone.
But I just go off of the energy and how I feel and how the, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I just give, you know, who I want to
yeah.
money.
I know. But you think about them and you go, gee, you know, if we can get them just one more meal,
yeah.
you know, because hunger is the worst thing, I think,
mm-hmm.
you know. All right, yeah. Steph, well, we're done for today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And everybody, thank you for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.